From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Florida Panhandle and the Big Bend area near Tallahassee continue recovery efforts after Hurricane Michael. The storm ravaged entire neighborhoods and washed out roads last week. Rescue crews are some of the first witnesses of that damage. In tending to those most in need, they can often suffer from emotional weight of that work. The link between mental health and traumatic events is well known, but the acknowledgement of that risk to first responders is growing. On the Florida Roundup, WLRN's Tom Hudson spoke with Abe Abaraya, who covers healthcare for WMFE in Orlando. He's been working on the Trauma After Tragedy project with ProPublica. They were joined by Annie Bolseas Jr., who goes by JR. He's a retired Orlando firefighter. We hear first from Abaraya about first responders' experience after Hurricane Michael.
There's a couple things to consider with a situation like after Hurricane Michael. You know, they're going to be bringing cadaver dogs and they're going to be doing search and rescue. So they're going to be going from home to home looking for hopefully survivors. But unfortunately, they're also going to be coming across people who passed away in the storm. So that's going to be a difficult thing for a lot of these first responders. And the other thing to consider with this is a lot of the responders who are search and rescue and do this kind of work, they're being deployed to, you know, not just the Panhandle, but they end up going to natural disasters in other countries, yeah. You know, to Indonesia, to Haiti. And so they're getting exposed to this kind of trauma over and over again. And they, you know, eventually is going to, you know, for a lot of them, cause some effects.
And what kind of preparation in advance is there in terms of acknowledging that mental health risk for the first responders, JR? You guys get, and gals get, an enormous amount of training when it comes to medical procedures and search and rescue and proper techniques and safety. But what about the acknowledgement and the training regarding the mental health risk?
Our organization, along with multiple organizations throughout the country, have a peer support group and CISM, Critical Incident Stress Debriefings, that we do. And it's just now becoming a very huge highlight in public safety that those are tools that we need to realize are there. For the most part, and I've been in the business 30 years, we've talked a lot about CISM, and it was something that if you had an issue, if you were, for lack of a better term, brave enough to step up and say, hey, I got to talk to somebody, you would have got some help. Hmm. And today, with peer support groups like the ones in Orlando Fire Department, which have stepped up and have tried to make sure that this is something that our first responders keep, in, not in the back burner, but in the front of their head, that if there's something, you see something, feel something, you just need to vent, they're there for that.
JR used a phrase there talking about first responders acknowledging the mental health difficulties that they can experience after a tragedy, saying if they're brave enough to stand up to acknowledge. Talk a little bit about what you encountered in terms of that encounter as you were reporting the Trauma After Tragedy project.
There are a lot of first responders who don't want to stand up and say, I'm having an issue with this. They don't want their crew members to feel like they're having an issue and maybe are weak, or, you know, that they need help and maybe they can't be trusted on a call. And so that's part of the reason why JR is talking about this peer support program, mm-hmm. Is because the other thing they worry about is from the administration standpoint that, you know, if a supervisor finds out that they're struggling with PTSD or another, you know, mental health concern, that they may be taken off shift, that they may be passed over for promotions. You know, if they're law enforcement, then maybe they're going to lose their gun. And so that's why the peer support programs are important, because it's coming from within, you know, it's firefighter to firefighter, and it leaves the administration out of it, which will help them feel a little bit safer to ask for help and, you know, maybe reach out when they are struggling. The other thing that I've come across over and over again with this is first responders who are saying, I didn't know that this was a risk for me because, you know, I show up when someone is hurt, and you understand that maybe if someone has been shot or, you know, has had some, you know, trauma to them, that they might be dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder afterwards. But there's less, realization that it can happen just from witnessing that and the aftermath of it over and over again, you know, for 20, 30 plus year career.
That was WMFE healthcare reporter Abe Abaraya. And we also heard from Annie Bolseas Jr., a retired Orlando firefighter on the Florida Roundup. You can hear the full interview at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.